Chapter 3. Justice's light tap on the door stirred Catalina awake by slow degrees. She nestled closer and went still again. A second later, she yawned and turned away from Lise. Her eyes opened, blinked heavily up at the ceiling, then closed again. As she stretched, Lise dodged an elbow. Easy now. Jerking her head around, she stared at him. He watched the awareness creep into her slumberous eyes, and suddenly she bolted upright. The blankets fell away, and he saw her body in the dim room. Nice. It's Justice, he said. Time for us to rise and shine. After turning to stare blankly toward the door, she gave her attention back to him, and her eyes further widened at his naked chest. Heat crept up her cheeks. Smiling, Lise reached past her to the end table for his phone. He sent Justice a text. 5 minutes, with coffee? He got back an affirmative. Sure thing. Coffee in five, he told Kat. She swallowed loudly and blurted,
I don't remember anything.
A grin fought to take over. She looked a little wild at the moment, and sweeter because of it. Catalina Nicholson, he surmised, was used to being in charge. Instead, with him, she'd let down her guard, at least a little. Nothing to remember. Did she think he'd taken advantage of her through the night, and that she'd slept through it? We both got the rest we needed, that's all.
But usually I'm a light sleeper. I've had to be.
That bothered him.
I remember you telling me to sleep, and then nothing.
He pushed halfway up to his elbows. You were exhausted.
And you're a stranger.
Using both hands, she pushed back her hair and continued looking at his body.
I'm losing it.
Though he hadn't realized that last night she'd come to bed in cotton sleep shorts and a t-shirt, the important parts were covered, but a lot of skin showed, her arms, her thighs. Seeing her now, Lise was grateful he hadn't had that image to add to his torment through the night. The cool morning air had stiffened her nipples, now pressing against the stretchy material of the shirt. Small breasts, but that only added to the delicate look of her. A deception, because he had a feeling that once you got beyond the physical, Catalina Nicholson was made of pure steel. Catching the direction of his gaze, she folded her arms around herself.
These are the only pajamas I...